Restaurant Unstoppable, episode 22.
Welcome to RestaurantUnstoppable.com. Listen to successful restaurant professionals as they discuss the tools, tactics, and services they use to better lead, manage, and market their restaurants. Join our community and make your restaurant dreams unstoppable. Here's your host, Eric Cacciatore.
Yo, what's going on, all you restaurant professionals? It's your host, Eric Cacciatore. Guess what today is? It's Thursday, which means it's Authority Thursday, and I have a doozy for you. I can't wait to hit play. I just want to go over some key points before I bring on the guest. Not too long ago, we had Eric Hebert on the show, and he had suggested we all pick up the book E-Myth by Michael E. Gerber, and I did just that, and this book really, really resonated with me when I was listening and taking in this information from today's guest. I don't want to give you, it's going to be a little bit of a spoiler alert, but today's guest is going to be the vice president of Swipely, which is a company that collects data on your customers. It's really, really neat. We'll get into that later, but when you're listening to this episode, I just want you to keep a few things in mind in respect to that book, E-Myth by Michael Gerber. And this book from Michael Gerber is about what it takes to run a successful business. And really, it starts with first changing your mentality and how you look at your business. And he suggests that instead of working in your business, you need to start thinking about working on your business. And those are really big, two big differences. And he explains that when we start a restaurant, we get into it because we're passionate about whatever skills we have that pertain to that business we're getting into. So in our case, we might be a great cook, which means that our technical skill is the ability to cook. But if you enter a business as just a technician, you might get yourself into trouble, because to be a good business owner, you also need to be, not only a technician, but also a manager mentality, which means, putting systems together, and an entrepreneur, which is, meaning being a visionary. So to be successful, you need to kind of step back, think of yourself as being those three individuals, and balance all those qualities when running your business. Also in this book, he talks about three activities that take place when developing a business, in all aspects of your business. When you're developing it, there's an innovation stage, which means kind of trying to find the answers to the questions that you come across, or finding the answers to your customers' questions. The quantification stage, which is kind of putting the numbers to prove whether or not your innovations are making an impact on your business. And the last stage is, activity in developing a business is orchestration, and that's kind of embeds the best practices into the business standards, operating procedures, and whatnot. So you need to have innovation, quantification, and orchestration. And in this episode, what I really want you to pay attention to is that middle part there, which is the quantification. It's impossible to know where we are and where we're going and where we were and where we are today if we can't put numbers and quantify our progress. And that's where Swipely is just so powerful. And just keep that in mind. And I'm just going to take some more notes here from the book. Once you've quantified everything, you can build a database that will unerringly track your business's health and progress. Armed with specifics, your business planning will take on new relevancy and urgency. So when you're listening today, just keep those little factors and concepts in mind, and really, really, really focus on the importance of how quantifying your business will help you succeed. Also, keep in mind when you're listening today that the folks I have on the show that are representing a product or service, I'm very, very selective about who I get to have on the show. They have to either be, somebody who's just, I feel like you absolutely need to know what's going on about this product or service because it will help you, or they come highly, highly, highly referred to by past guests. In this example, today's guest not only is a business that I have a lot of belief in and believe will help you capitalize and make your restaurant as profitable as possible. But it's also been mentioned a handful of times on the show, not only by restaurant owners, but by Brandon Hull, who is an expert on digital marketing and all the fancy gadgets that are entering today's marketplace. So just keep that in mind. Everything we do here is completely objective, and these referrals are coming straight from your counterparts out there, that the people that are coming together, banding together to collaborate and support each other. So just keep that in mind when you're listening. And I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm here to help you make great decisions. So enjoy today's show. With excitement, please allow me to introduce to you today's guest, Matt Oley, Vice President of Sales at Swipely. Swipely helps restaurants and bars and other businesses grow sales by connecting products, staff, and customer insights. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you for being on the show. So do you want to elaborate a little bit more on Swipely, the history of the business?
Sure. So the business was founded in 2009 by Angus Davis, who had successfully built a company called Tellme and sold it to Microsoft before starting Swipely. And really the main idea has been that there's a lot of data out there that can be used to make smart decisions on how to run a business, a restaurant, bar, for example, that is not being shared with local businesses. And we thought we were in a good position to be able to help these type of establishments be more successful using that data.
Awesome. Great explanation. One thing I like to ask all my guests before we dive into the content is, are you ready to help make restaurant dreams unstoppable?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah. I can't wait for the information you're going to share with us to help us all succeed in our businesses. So now that you have our attention, what's your elevator pitch? Like, what if you meet somebody or if you talk to a restaurant for the first time, how do you, in the quickest way possible, explain what it is you do and how you can help out a business?
Great. Yeah. So we help some of the best restaurants in the country bring customers back.
Okay.
So
okay.
We share data on their menu, their staff, their marketing activities that allows them to be able to make smart decisions that brings customers back and grows sales.
Awesome. And you also recently came out with two new features, right? The menu intelligence and server performance. Can you elaborate a little bit more on those and how that kind of data can help a business in the restaurant industry?
Of course. So menu intelligence, to expand on that a little bit, we're able to show information about every menu item that a restaurant has available. Things like which items are ordered by their most loyal customers, which items are bringing people back the most, which items are maybe the most popular, but one of the least likely to bring someone back versus an item that's maybe not as popular but has a high likelihood of bringing a new customer back. As far as server performance goes, I think the easiest way to think about that is, you know, data that will help you to coach your staff. So, you know, which servers sell the most wine? Which server struggles during dinner time but is successful during lunch? Which server has the fastest turn time? Which server brings the most customers back? And then taking that data and being able to share best practices so that you can help your servers and menu items perform much more successfully and ultimately drive more sales and reduce costs to a certain extent.
I love it. So it's really, really valuable to collect all this data, not only to get to know your customers better, but also to get to know your employees better. We talked about this whole concept of, it's really, at the end of the day, it's CRM, customer relationship management. You're learning your customers to a level where we never were able to learn them before. And it really just helps you. You can't always, you know, when your customer comes in, your guest comes in, they won't always get the same server. So your software is able to collect all this information on the server. So it's like every one of your servers has that special connection with your guests and can really meet and cater to their special needs, which is why this service is really, really valuable and why I wanted you to be on the show to share the importance of how this information can help you not only grow those better relationships, but to have opportunities to upsell and cross-sell and suggestive sell. Do you want to elaborate a little bit more on how the service can do that?
Sure. So basically, one of the examples that I always give as someone who's a sales manager, there's a tool, a CRM tool that we use called Salesforce.com. And basically running a staff meeting free Salesforce.com was very challenging because you're sitting there and you're making a lot of decisions based on your gut or observations that you've made while working with the team. As opposed to, particularly when you run a large team, you can't be everywhere at all times. So I always liken it to my experience having run sales teams pre-Salesforce.com and now using that CRM extensively. The general idea of if you have insight into which items are selling the most, which items are bringing the most customers back, it can allow you to better arrange the menu and then also better train your staff on which items they should sell, which items pair best with other items. Similarly, in regards to staff, maybe I have a server that has challenges with their average ticket size because they're not successfully selling drinks or selling appetizers. Well, I can connect them with someone else who has success in that area so that they can learn the best practices that will allow them to be able to increase average ticket size or reduce turn time or do any number of things that would provide for better metrics to be more successful both on a server or item level or marketing initiative, and then obviously rolling up to the company being more successful. Maybe another example I can give, because I haven't spoke much about kind of the idea of the marketing data, but we take Restaurant Week as an example. A lot of restaurants can say, okay, I ran Restaurant Week, my sales were up 20% or what have you. What we can actually do is we can tell them during that period how many new customers they saw, how many repeat customers they saw, and of the new customers that came in future months, in future years, in fact, did any of those folks actually come back and how much did they spend? So that they can look at that campaign a year from now and say, was that really a successful campaign for us or should we look elsewhere for marketing spend and activities?
Awesome. All valuable content that we can all use in our restaurants. This whole concept, that the things we're talking about right now, about being able to collect this data and quantify everything that we're doing in our restaurants, reminds me to this book I was just reading called The E-Myth, which was suggested by one of my previous guests, Eric Hebert. E-Myth is a great book, and in that book they talk about like three stages. I can't remember the first stage. I think it's called the first stage is putting the processes in order, and then the second stage is quantification, and then it's orchestration. And what we're talking about right now is so important to the second stage of quantification. You can't really measure growth or potential and know how you're doing unless you can find a way to quantitate everything, to gather and collect all the numbers and to see which direction you're going in, and to be able to put it on a graph and to see what trends are happening and where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. And with a product like this, it all gets done. It all gets taken care of. It's puts it in a way that's easy to read, which is really important, and it's kind of like on autopilot. So that ability to quantify all this information is so valuable. It's really important that we understand that to be successful in the industry. Would you agree with that?
You're exactly right. I mean, one of the things that we say here at Swipely, even with the way that we run our business, is that you can't improve what you don't measure. Mm-hmm. And if you're not measuring what's going on in the restaurant, for example, it's very challenging to try to improve or to understand where to focus your efforts, because as we know, people that are running restaurants, they're time constrained, they're busy, they're running around. There's a lot of things that are unexpected that happen on a daily basis that take up their time. So being able to, like you say, put the tools on autopilot and just present it in a very simple to understand way that says, hey, look, there's an opportunity to be more successful by doing this. Maybe it's repositioning a menu item or removing a menu item or telling your staff that when someone comes in and they say that it's their first time visiting, they should be steered towards certain menu items that we know bring people back. So I would definitely agree with that. And another kind of saying that we have here at Swipely is that we like for the data to drive the decisions. And we really feel that we provide that data. We know that we provide the data that allows our restaurant partners to be able to easily make smart decisions that grow sales.
Absolutely. And you're talking about did I cut you off?
No.
Okay. You were talking about menu earlier, the menu intelligence, and being able, and just now talking about it too, how you can find out which items are selling best, which items are selling least. But there's also, you can take this information and it graphs it all out for you. But if you're able to just tweak the amounts on the menu items that are selling well, just by like 25 or 50 cents, and there's a name for it, you might know it. I like to call it menu
like maximization or menu, what is it?
What's
that?
Menu engineering?
Yeah, like menu engineering. And you can increase your profits by like thousands or tens of thousands of dollars, depending on how big of an operation you have, just by simply tweaking those big players, those popular menu items, by like 25 or 50 cents, insignificant amounts. But you would never know unless you're able to quantify it, is what I'm getting at. So that's why this technology is so important.
Yes.
Go ahead.
So that's exactly right. I can expand on that a little bit. So I think the point that you're getting at is that if you can increase your prices and you don't see a inherent dip in sales, for example, then you can significantly increase your profits and your overall sales. So, you know, there's various things that we're doing. And one of the keys to what Swipely is doing is that we're marrying up different data sets. So, for example, we're taking point of sales data, we're taking transaction data, we're taking data from the web, and we're marrying it all together. And what that does is it gives you things like not just which items are most popular, which is something that's relatively straightforward. But when you marry that data to which items actually bring people back, because we can see if someone eats this meal on their first visit, what's the percentage likelihood that they would actually come back? When you start to marry those data sets together, you can start to drop the items into various buckets. And, you know, if you were to see our tool, one of the things you'd notice is that we do actually take various quadrants where we have items that have high retention and high popularity, versus items that have low retention, low popularity, items that have high popularity, low retention, and the like. And in doing so, there are certain actions that inherently can be taken with those items. So like you said, the example of raising a price. Well, if it's a popular item that's bringing people back, there's a good chance you could raise the price on that item. Alternatively, if you have an item that's maybe not so popular, but it's very high retention when people try it, maybe that's an opportunity, not necessarily to raise the price, but to have your servers try to sell more of that. Or alternatively, to reposition it on the menu, to feature it as a special, to do various things that are going to get that in front of the customers so that they may not spend more on each visit, but they have a higher likelihood to actually have a good experience and come back after having eaten that item. Yeah. Does that make sense?
It absolutely does make sense, and it's all powerful stuff, and I hope it's resonating with you folks back at home or sitting in your office or doing prep work in the kitchen. Whatever it is you're doing, I hope you're listening to what Matt's saying. It's good stuff, and it's really stuff that can help you and your business out. So now that we've kind of gotten an idea of what Swipely can do, let's talk about some of the things that might cause people to be worried about adopting your technology and your software here. So what about like protecting the customer's information? Is that a question that you get often? Are people worried about, or even are customers worried about this information being gathered out of them? And what advice do you have to kind of get past that, argument?
Yeah, that's a great question. And in fact, surprisingly, we actually do not get that all that often. But we obviously, when we do get that question, really the main points are that we're PCI level 1 compliant, which is the highest level of compliance. We have military grade encryption on the site. All the data that we're sharing already exists within the equipment within the store. And in fact, most of our restaurants are required to keep that data on file for several years. What we've done is we've taken the data, we've kind of unlocked it, married it up to various data sets, and served it up in a way that's very easy to understand how to take action on it. So I guess what I'm getting at is that the data is there. We're not collecting anything that is, we're not collecting anything that really the consumer wouldn't have already left a trail of anyway. And then two, we're not sharing that data with anyone other than the merchant who already has access to it. They've just never been presented the data in a way that's actually useful for their business.
So in a roundabout way, it's to sum it all up, it's secure. So you don't have to worry about that. It's very secure. I'm sure if it wasn't secure, you wouldn't be allowed to be doing what you're doing right now. So
exactly.
So the next question I have for you, Matthew, is by purchasing Swipely, are you consolidating any pre-existing technology your restaurant already has? I know you're known for some people might argue that you're just, a fancy credit or debit card processing, but you're more than that. So if you currently don't have Swipely and you were to adopt Swipely as a technology in your restaurant, Would you be kind of consolidating any pre-existing technologies your restaurant might already have, therefore maybe saving costs?
So really what we're doing is that we are complementing the existing equipment in-house. So, you know, we work with all major point-of-sale systems, Micros, Aloha, PosiTouch. We're complementing those systems, and we're kind of supercharging them, making them more effective by extracting the data and, like I said earlier, presenting it in a way that's actionable and valuable. There are some tools that restaurants may be using that they could more effectively get the data from us. But for the most part, in regards to the cost savings is going to come from the amount of time that we can save the restaurants. And it's also going to come from the actionable insights that we'll provide them that they can use to then save money in some fashion, or alternatively, obviously, grow sales, which is a large focus of ours, bringing customers back.
Through maybe suggestive selling or cross-selling by knowing your customer better.
That's one aspect of it.
All right, so the next question I have for you is, how well does Swipely integrate with pre-existing software and hardware that you already have?
So it's completely seamless integration. We've integrated with hundreds of merchants with zero downtime, and we've got a whole whole slew of restaurants that can speak, whether they're on Aloha, PosiTouch, Micros, any major point-of-sale system, as to how seamless the integration was. We've done it, like I said, hundreds of times, and it's a very lightweight and quick integration that works with all major point-of-sale systems.
Okay. Are there any point-of-sale systems that you think it works best with? Does it pair well with any in particular system that's existing out there right now?
I wouldn't say that it works better with any system in particular. I mean, all the major point-of-sale systems that we integrate with, we've had seamless integration with. So, awesome. Across the board, it's been successful.
Great. All right, let's get down to the nitty gritty, Matt. What's the cost on this sucker? How expensive are we talking? Do you have plans for different size restaurants? How easy is it to adopt this technology?
So in regards to adopting the technology, it's very easy. We do the demonstration, over the web, which is very lightweight, and, the whole process is like I said earlier, it's seamless. The actual cost of the program. So the cost of the program does vary depending on the number of locations the merchant has, the level of service, and then also the various tools that they'd be interested in using. My plug here is kind of, if you're interested in learning more about how to participate in the program and what the cost for your specific restaurant would be, please reach out to us. You can either go to swipely.com. Or you can call directly at 888-SWIPELY.
Okay. Is there any way you can give us like a ballpark from like the least from the smallest vendor operation to a large, just so we can kind of get a big picture? Is that allowed?
I mean, the pricing is very custom. So, it's a monthly recurring fee that's in line with other people that would be selling to restaurants similar size to who we're selling to.
Okay. All right. So what is the biggest objection you get from future clients?
Yeah, the biggest objection that we get is what we call kind of switching anxiety, which is, it's not broke and I don't want to fix it. So I'm really busy and I may not, I just don't necessarily want to change anything that I'm doing right now. The kind of rebuttal to that objection is that the process is completely seamless. There's no training of staff. There's no change of equipment. It's very easy to implement, and it should be actionable within days to be able to help your staff save time, make more money, cut costs, and ultimately be more effective at their jobs and make you more effective at yours, which is trying to run a successful restaurant.
Absolutely. And another thing I'll add to that is, at the end of the day, those of us who are in the restaurant industry, we're entrepreneurs, and we need to, as entrepreneurs, constantly be willing to push ourselves to be better than we are. And whenever there's new technology or a new method or a new process to do something that can further our profit margins and allow us to provide a better service to our clients, we're almost obligated, in a sense, to, as an entrepreneur, at least look into it to see how we can deliver that incredible service to our guests. And that's what I would say. I mean, there's always an opportunity to do something better than you already are doing it. And as an entrepreneur, it's your responsibility to kind of chase that desire to be the best.
I agree. I agree. I mean, at Swipe, our mission is to help local merchants succeed, and we are laser focused on doing that. And our audience, our customer, is the restaurant. It's the local business owner. Mm-hmm. So if we have a vested interest in trying to help them to be successful so that they can then use the tools that we provide to be able to provide a better experience for their customer, who is the guest dining in that establishment. So we are solely focused on helping them to be more successful.
Absolutely. And one of the reasons why your company, Swipely, resonates so well with me is because you are, like, there's no secret that you're out there to help the little guy. Like, you like helping the indie restaurant owners. And we need to keep in mind that these corporations, these big dogs, they're using technology like this. And they're, in order for us to be able to compete with them, we need to kind of be right there using the same technology. The playing field's different today. And we need to kind of provide some of the same services that these corporations and chains are supplying their guests. And you make it possible, which is why I wanted to bring you on the show and kind of explain to the listeners and to all those hardworking indie restaurant owners and professionals that it is possible to deliver that same kind of service or to have that technology that these big dogs have. So the last question I have for you today is, how can we learn more about Swipely? If some of our guests or some of our listeners if you've gotten their attention, how can they find out a little bit more to pursue your services?
So I would encourage them to go to swipely.com. There's some videos on the site as well as additional information. They can speak to someone on live chat or apply for a web demo. Additionally, we have a blog that they should follow as well as a Twitter account that provides valuable information on how they can more successfully run their business.
Awesome. Well, go ahead.
I was saying Swipely.com.
Swipely.com. There it is. So check it out, guys. It's totally worth your time just to at least look into it a little bit more. And if you have any questions, you can get in touch with me, too. I'll forward you guys on to Swipely. I'll try to do some more research. I've been thinking about maybe doing a screen capturing demo on my blog to kind of help spread the word about how this information is valuable for you and your restaurants. And thank you so much, Matt. It was a pleasure having you on the show. I hope to stay in touch in the future, and don't disconnect.
Great. Thank you very much. We appreciate it, and looking forward to talking to you in the future.
All right. Take care.
So I think after listening to that episode, you would agree that Swipely is a pretty rad service. It really can help you make the most of your business. So just at least look into it a little bit more. Like I said, I'm not trying to sell you guys anything. I'm here to be somebody who provides awareness about what's out there and what works and what your fellow restaurant owners are using and suggesting. Some of the key factors I just want to point out, and after listening to that again, we had mentioned earlier that a big part of Swipely's service applies to the quantification stages of owning a restaurant, meaning collecting that information to see where you are and where you're headed. Also, we kind of touched on this a little bit. I didn't really pick up on it until afterwards, but there's a lot of orchestration too. We mentioned orchestration is the part of a business that that embeds best practices into the business standards and operating procedures. So, that goes right back into being that entrepreneur. As that entrepreneur, we need to constantly be looking for best practices and ways to be most efficient and productive and just on our game. And when you have that information and you can see opportunities with Swipely, it develops the opportunity, or it creates a big picture so you can see where you can be a better business, and there might be opportunity and potential to shift and pivot and alter your business functionality to just get those maximum profitability opportunities. I can't say opportunities enough. Really, that's what this is. It's a great opportunity just to see your business in a different light and to capitalize on these new perspectives. And I tried to get a cost out of them. I know that's probably a big question a lot of you may be having and what may be holding you back from pulling the trigger and finding out more. But because they deal with so many different types of restaurants and businesses, restaurants that have more than one location, restaurants that just are maybe larger in size and do a larger sales number yearly, they have to be able to pivot and adapt to each customer's individual needs, which really is a good news for you because if you don't need the full package, then you don't have to pay for it. They'll tailor and customize their services to meet your restaurant's needs. So if for what it's worth, that is some good information. It wasn't an exact price, so I'm sorry I wasn't able to dig that out of them, but at least you know they're willing to play and willing to work to accommodate your needs. So that's all I have to talk to you today. Don't forget, you can go to the show notes at www.restaurantunstoppable. This is going to be episode 22 to help you expedite that search. And it's an information on Swipely. I'll have links on the show notes to Swipely so you can jump over there, find out more on their blog. And also, I'll have the links to that book, E-Myth. It's really worth looking into. You really have to take it upon yourself to learn how to operate a business. You can't just run a business by being a good cook. So be responsible, take that initiative, and educate yourself on what it takes to lead a successful business. Man, I really struggle with that word, successful. I don't know what my deal is. Anyway, I had a blast today. I hope you guys found this valuable. And until next time, peace out.